So again, what do federal district courts do when you ask them for conditional fees? We're all used to practicing in state and federal court usually. So we do the normal request for fees and it says, and I also want these conditional fees. What do the federal courts do? Sometimes they award them, but almost entirely that is where it's not contested. So if you are on the losing side and the other side is asking for its conditional appellate fees in federal court, absolutely object to that on the grounds that the fees haven't been incurred and that it's just a guess and stuff like that. That'll prevent the award from being done as uncontested. Some federal district courts in Texas have said they don't have power to award conditional attorney's fees. It's not clear that that's correct, but they say that, and I cite some cases in the paper where the courts have said that they don't have the power at all. More courts in the Fifth Circuit, federal district courts, have said that that type of an award of conditional attorney's fees is typically disfavored. And so they deny the motion without prejudice on that basis. Other courts will deny the motion in the interest of judicial economy. They argue that, or they're not arguing, they're the courts. They'll say that, why should I guess what the fees might be here? Because we don't know. And when you come back later and we have to adjust it because you spent more, you spent less. We're basically doing it twice, so we're not going to do it now. Other courts will deny it without prejudice for lack of sufficient evidence. Matt will go into more on the state side what kind of evidence is required, but the shorthand version is if you just say, and I want $10,000 for an appeal, federal courts are not having it, especially if the other side objects. So the types of evidence that you now need on the state side of what, how many hours and that kind of thing will apply on the federal district court side as well. So when the trial court denies the request for conditional appellate fees, the Fifth Circuit has held pretty clearly that it is not an abuse of discretion to deny that without prejudice or to defer consideration of the appellate fees until after the appeal. So there is no need to appeal or cross appeal when the trial court makes either of those decisions. So the quality of the evidence, as I mentioned, it is insufficient to simply offer a total and then state that the total is reasonable and necessary. The courts want a specific estimate of how many hours the work would take and the hourly rates of the individuals involved. So I have switched my affidavit from saying, you know, and then it will be $10,000 for this and $20,000 for that. I'll still just put that total. I'm trying this. We'll see how it works. Put the total and then in a parenthetical, saying reflecting 60 hours of work by one partner and one associate to review the record, conduct legal research and draft the brief. I don't know if that's going to be good enough. I don't know if their courts are going to want us to break it out even more, like how many of those hours are for research, how many of those hours are for reviewing the record, but I'm giving it a try. We'll see if that works. So now the trial court has said, no, we're not doing this now, either deferred or has denied the motion as to those fees without prejudice, or you didn't even ask because you know they're gonna say no, and you get to the Fifth Circuit. So Fifth Circuit Local Rule 47.8 talks about a motion for the award of attorney's fees at the Fifth Circuit. And again, it talks about, these are not conditional fees, these are the fees you actually incurred at the Fifth Circuit. They want contemporaneous time records, hours, fractional of hours, the professional, the compensation, you know, the records the rate, all that kind of stuff. And absent those records, they're going to give you maybe the minimum amount necessary in the court's judgment for a lawyer to produce the work. Exceptions may be made only to avoid unconscionable result, and the rule expressly says that an exception is not made because you didn't know about the rule. So ignorance is no excuse. So the Fifth Circuit has said that if fees are requested for the first time in the Fifth Circuit, it has the power to award those fees. Or if you requested it before and they were conditional fees and they were denied as premature, the Fifth Circuit will let you ask for the first time in Fifth Circuit. But you have to ask for them before the mandate issues. And you need to remember, that's why it's big red bold letters, that the mandate may issue very quickly. Matt and I had a case where the mandate issued the same day as the opinion. So what you can't do is wait until the opinion issues and then ask for your fees in the Fifth Circuit.